My mother is a first-generation American citizen. She and her sisters each came to the United States for college. While my mother chose to become a citizen, her two sisters have remained resident aliens while studying, marrying, and raising multiple children here in the United States. Recently, though, one of her sisters, my aunt, has begun the naturalization process after many years of living in America. Interestingly, one of her primary motivating factors in making this decision is that she wants to vote. Few would question the advantages of being a citizen, but many would be surprised by the importance she places on the vote. Why go through all the trouble of paperwork and bureaucracy just to be a single vote among hundreds of millions of others? How can one vote really matter in the grand scheme of things? Such an attitude is pervasive in today's culture, with many arguing that since any given vote will probably not change the election, it doesn't matter. However, such a position disregards that actions have value apart from their mere utility. That is, they are not judged solely based upon their effects. Rather, voting ought to be judged based upon what it represents and entails, in addition to its result. Thus, my aunt's vote, my vote, and every other vote matters because it is the citizen's privilege and responsibility. First, the vote is the defining privilege of the free citizen. Consider a government system under which you have no vote. You may be afforded protection, perhaps you would be provided some measure of care, but you would be taxed and made to obey the whims of whatever government you happen to be under, by force if necessary. You would have no control over what the government dictated because you had no vote. This is essentially the circumstance that the American colonists were in prior to the Revolution. Although they did benefit from the protection of the British Empire, they refused to remain under English governance because they had no voice in it. Their cry of taxation without representation is tyranny, sums up their complaint. They were unwilling to comply with government power that they had no influence over. The vote is what gives the citizen such power, and as such, the vote is that privilege which separates the free citizen from the servant of the tyrant. Every privilege, however, comes with responsibility, and the vote is no exception. This is revealed by the preamble to the Constitution, which details how we, the people of the United States, do ordain and establish this Constitution. The basis for our current form of government is the people. It is the people who choose their representatives, and therefore have the ultimate control.